Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Disyembre nang magsimulang pumutok ang balita tungkol sa bagong flu strain na kumakalat sa China. Pero hindi ito nagdulot ng pangamba kay Liza De Blasio.
Naisip ko, we're safe here in Australia. We have the best medical support. So, naisip ko na, I won't get it. I never come across in my mind na, you know, maapektuhan tayo that much. Kasi nga, we are in Australia. So, yun ang first thing in my mind ko, we are safe.
Isang certified career woman. Yan ang paglalarawan ni Liza sa kaniyang buhay. Bilang aktibong miyembro ng Filipino Community Council of Victoria at pangulo ng Give Love Inc., sa loob ng 30 taon, marami na ang naging kontribusyon niya sa pagpapabuti ng buhay ng mga kababayan sa Melbourne.
I'm a very busy woman, a very active Filipino community leader here in Melbourne, mm-hmm. and supporter of many fundraising activities. I'm also managing a business as a community development manager of Western Union. You know, promoting Western Union in all the Filipino events.
Mm-hmm.
As a career woman, I'm working as working 9-to-5 as a customer service officer at Hosico Engineering. It's a manufacturing company here in Braeside. I'm a mother of 3 grown-up children and I have 1 grandson.
Tuwing weekend naman, nakatoon ang kanyang oras sa kanyang pamilya at apo.
As a mom with grown-up children, we have once a month catching up with my children and their families. You know, dinner in a bistro, restaurant, and also planning that I have to visiting my grandson every weekend.
Sa isang iglap, nagbago ang kanyang buhay. Pagsapit ng Marso, nagkasakit si Liza.
Para bang may slight cough, tapos bigla akong nilagnat. Bigla akong yung lagnat na yun with chills, and then I have body aches. Then I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, no, you're fine. But of course, I asked, is this coronavirus? And he said, no, you didn't go overseas. You didn't come across to a person with coronavirus. So that is just a normal virus, sabi ng doctor.
Wala siyang travel history sa labas ng bansa. Pero para makasiguro, kaagad siyang nagpa-swab test para sa coronavirus.
Nilagnat na nga ako and then I heard na meron ng positive in the community where I was associated in the past event.
Mm-hmm.
So, na-alarmed ako. I rang the coronavirus hotline and I was referred to the testing center.
Kinagabihan, natanggap niya ang isang nakakagimbal na balita.
At 10 o'clock in the night, the Department of Health rang me up and told me that, yes, I am positive. I was shocked. My God.
Mm-hmm.
I told them, no, it can't be true. Because my doctor said, I won't have the virus. But then, it's true. I have a coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, I'm just so scared. I said, I'm going to die. My God, you know, I was crying. I was so upset. And my goodness, yeah, it's just like, I don't know, it's hard to explain, you know, when you find out that it's true, the coronavirus is real.
Hindi matukoy kung saan nakuha ni Liza ang virus, pero minabuti niyang tawagan ang lahat ng kanyang mga nakasalamuha.
Cannot pinpoint that it came from the event where I came from because after the event, I went to work, I went shopping, I went everywhere, and you know me, I'm a busy woman.
Mm-hmm.
So how, I don't know. It's really hard to pinpoint where I got it. Firstly, I called my boss because I was working on Tuesday that week prior to my symptoms. So it means, kasi ang symptoms darating yan, pero positive ka na pala before few days before that. So I have to notify them because I was with them. We were 7 people in one office.
Mm-hmm.
So I alarmed them and unfortunately they all went home. They all got scared and had them tested. And luckily they all came up negative.
Negative.
So I did not infect anyone in the office. And I have rang up as well my friends And yep, they have been tested negative as well.
Ikinagulat ng kanyang mga kaibigan ang balita. Magkahalong takot at pangamba naman ang naramdaman ng kanyang pamilya.
They got shocked, of course, especially my families all over the world. My family, my sister in Las Vegas, she's a nurse. She was ringing me all the time and asking, and they are devastated. And my family in the Philippines, my goodness, as soon as I told my one sister, it went around and everywhere. Yeah. It's been ringing me, texting me, in Facebook, whatever. And, you know, how am I? And they all got a shock. Of course, they're so scared.
Sumailalim sa 2 linggong quarantine si Lisa at nagpatuloy ang mga sintomas ng coronavirus.
It's really mild. Although yun lang masakit yung mga katawan mo, tapos pagka bumangon ka, nahihilo, bakit ganun? I didn't realize that it's because of coronavirus. Bakit ako nahihilo? Ganun-ganun. Parang umiikot yung paningin ko lagi. Pero, yeah, and then nag-google ako what are the symptoms and yung effect ng coronavirus, and I found out na yun pala talaga yun. Tapos yung nagluluha yung mata mo, yeah, so, yung tingling, ang tawag doon, yung throat mo, nangangate kasi dry.
Mm-hmm.
But as I said, thank God, hindi bumaba sa lungs ko. I was so lucky that it's only a mild symptoms, because yung mga nagpupunta ng ospital, although, yeah, as I said, the DOH, Department of Health, rings every day, because kung hindi ka na raw makahinga or uniubo ka or whatever, if the symptoms get worse, I have to call 000. I have to be in the hospital. But thank God, it did not happen.
Hindi lang physical na sakit ang kanyang nilalabanan. Kailangan rin niyang tiisin ang lungkot at unawain ang takot ng mga tao sa kanyang paligid.
They're very sympathetic and they want to help me, but they are frightened to come near me, of course. It's all mixed emotions. But all in all, yung mga mixed emotions na yon is understandable emotions sa mga tao na sympathetic sila, but some of them are frightened. Kasi, you know what this virus is. Knowing na yung media pa nga is ang daming mga report dyan, nakakatakot. So, of course, lahat ng tao takot na. So, but for me, It's okay. I know that I need to be in isolation, so I wouldn't dare really nakitan ako ng any of my friends.
Ayon kay Lisa, pinakamahirap ang hindi niya makapiling ang pamilya sa mga mahalagang okasyon sa kanilang buhay.
I miss the interaction with the people, especially my children, especially my grandson, of course, because I really, really miss him, you know. I miss my youngest daughter's birthday dinner on March 21 because it was, you know, in all my kids' birthdays, we go on dinner and I buy them a cake, we sang happy birthday, and this is the first time in my life I wasn't with my family.
Tanging dasal at tatag ng loob ang naging sandigan niya para lampasan ang pagsubok ng coronavirus.
Dasal ako na ng dasal talaga to heal me and heal the world. At saka yung not to transmit to others.
Mm-hmm.
So yun lang ang dinadasal ko talaga. I have to be brave.
Mm-hmm.
So seldom.
Yeah, speaking of being brave, saan niyo po kinukuha yung bravery na yan?
I'm brave because I have responsibilities with my families, of course. I'm mm-hmm. still a mom and I love my children. I don't want them to lose a mom. My family is in the Philippines. I am supporting them in many ways. I am my community. I am a community leader, and I have a duty of care to be in my community. You know, I'd like to help, and doon lumalakas ang loob ko na I have to be better because people need me. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, while I was sick, I saw a lot of groups that they were asking for help to help the international students here in Melbourne. And I said, I'm really sorry, I'm sick, I'm in isolation, but I can just, you know, donate some money and you can go shopping. Mm-hmm. I love helping, so it didn't stop me of doing what I want to do.
Di nagtagal, natapos ni Lisa ang 14-day quarantine period at muling sumailalim sa test.
So I was given a clearance. So what is the first thing that I do after that? I posted my picture in Facebook and told my friends that I am a coronavirus survivor after I have received a clearance certificate from the Department of Health. Nilagay ko lang na I am a coronavirus survivor. And then I thank all my friends who supported me during that time, you know. I went to supermarket to look for toilet paper.
Oh, okay.
Ang una-una kong ginawa talaga because it's been a month that I've never been out, I've never been driven. So my God, I'm free. I'm gonna go shopping center because I was really almost running out of a toilet paper. And, you know, I asked my daughter and they said, no, mom, I can find the supermarket's always empty.
Yeah.
So I went right away and looked for it. Unfortunately, wala pa rin.
Binago man ng coronavirus ang ilang bahagi ng buhay ni Lisa, nananatili siyang inspirasyon para sa mga tulad niyang COVID-19 survivor.
Just be normal because it's not your fault. It's a virus and it's a pandemic crisis which we still don't know much about it. So, just be normal. That's all I can say. Kasi hindi naman talaga natin kasalanan na ma-virus tayo, di ba? We didn't know what to expect. And, you know, there's so much media attention there. Mm-hmm. But, no, it's I don't consider it as a life sentence. No, it's only temporary. We will get through it one day, I'm sure.
Ngayon, balik trabaho si Lisa. Nagdesisyon siyang mag-work from home. Sa paglipas ng krisis na ito, alam niyang muli niyang mayayakap ang mga mahal sa buhay, lalo na ang nag-iisa niyang apo.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.